When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Whenever we have Tasha the Bougie Empath on, or I hear this from Ashley all the time, it's the new thing. You manifested something.
Yeah, like, you know, you think of it in your conscience and all of a sudden, poof, it appears. It happens.
All right, so yesterday, later in the afternoon, starting to wind down, I'm actually just in my chair watching a Curb Your Enthusiasm, and all of a sudden it pops in my head. I was like, man, I wish I had something sweet. I'm kind of craving something sweet. And I'm like, I don't really have anything. I had some oranges, slices in the fridge. I'm like, that doesn't, come on. You know
what
you
want. That doesn't count.
That's healthy.
Yeah, you want sweet, sweet. Yeah. So I'm like, nah, I don't want to go to the store or anything. So I'll just go through it, whatever. Like 15 minutes later, my Ring doorbell camera, boom, boom, goes off. I look. And it's freaking Girl Scout selling cookies. I'm just like, oh,
no way.
My God. Yes. I was like, oh, my God. So, I you know, of course I went. And
be honest, how many boxes?
I just bought one. Because
really?
My favorite, impressive. That's all they had left, of the peanut butter sandwiches. These are Kentucky Girl Scout cookies, so they have different names. But they're basically the round Nutter Butters, you know.
Delish.
Those are my favorite.
So you manifested the sweets right to your doorstep. That's strong. That's strong, Big
So
Dave.
I guess I have. There's something to this manifestation stuff. I don't know. But then I manifested one sleeve of them right.
Just one sleeve, though?
Just one.
Hit the whole box?
Dude, stat, I could have. I mean, I get on those, you give me a glass of milk, and I could just destroy it. But I was like, I'm going to be good, and I'm going to save this for later. But you know, they won't make it through today. There's
so
no
you
way.
Had milk in the fridge. You didn't have to manifest a cow to wander through the yard or something.
I'm just wondering, can you manifest us a pizza or something this morning?
Let me say right now, I would like a pizza.
Yes.
I'm hungry. So, hey, there's manifest destiny. Is that what that is? Yeah. Come on.
The Big Dave Podcast.
Era of fake news and just weird things popping up on your phone just continues. I think it was over the weekend, maybe Saturday, all of a sudden popped up on my phone like a news headline banner. It said, here's why Celine Dion did not die.
What?
And I'm like, wait, what?
That's random.
I mean, think about that headline. Here's why Celine Dion did not die. And I'm like, I didn't even hear that she died. So she didn't die, by the way.
Good.
And this is an article just telling me why she didn't die. And I guess that was trending for a while that Celine Dion died.
It's all just clickbait. I hate it too, you know, because like you'll see a headline and you're like, what? Click on it. You're reading. I like when people put in comments, like if it's on Facebook or something, like here, I'm going to save you the 2 minutes. Like, here's what's going on.
Yes.
Right?
This is a big nothing burger. But Stat, you saw one over the weekend too that kind of stopped you in your tracks.
Well, it actually started with a text from my brother-in-law who lives down in Florida. I guess a lot of people up here were asking about Disney World Castle. Did it burn to the ground? There's a video on TikTok of smoke rolling out of Cinderella's castle. The headline was Cinderella's castle burns to the ground.
No.
I mean, that'll get you to click on
well,
it.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
But his text was saying, no, it's fine. Those were just fireworks. They do that like every few hours. And smoke, sometimes the way the wind blows, it'll gather around the castle.
Yeah. Or if it's especially humid, it doesn't move very fast.
And that was one of the deals, I guess, that happened on Friday. Some fireworks went out and somebody panicked and threw up a post. Disney wants to put out there, the castle's fine. There's water sprinklers everywhere. It's almost impossible for that thing to burn down.
That's crazy. But it trended that the Cinderella's castle at Disney World was burned down.
Well, think about it. You see a photo and it looks like it's on fire. I mean, what do you automatically think?
Yeah.
And then you're going to go down this rabbit hole.
That's all it takes. Just a little drop of truth to spin it into a crazy headline.
Yeah. But I mean, really, there wasn't even any truth to it.
I guess my brother-in-law's phone was just blowing up because he's down in Florida and everybody wanted to
know,
like, is this really happening? And for a while there, you know, before Disney could, you know, start squashing the rumors and everything, people wanted to see the castle. There's all these texts like Saturday, like, I'll believe it once I see that it's not burned to the ground. So, it's fine.
Well, I mean, we took Dara there when she was little inside the castle to the Bippity Boppity Boo boutique.
Yeah.
And we had breakfast. But inside there, I think everything that they put in her hair is extremely flammable.
But it's all concrete. It is stone.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like, I don't think there was anything in there that wouldn't just go, so thank goodness, though, this is fake.
It's fine.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Over the weekend, I'm guessing Ashley was out and about and heard some rumor about me or something. What is this?
Yeah, so I know you're a big Kroger guy.
Yeah.
Can you confirm or deny? Were you at Costco?
Yeah, I was. Okay. I'll go to Costco because they have these huge bags of bird seed that I like.
Exactly where this conversation is going.
So,
so I had a friend in line at Costco that recognized you and she overheard your conversation. And I'm like, this is the most Big Dave thing ever.
Wait, I don't think I had a conversation while I was in line.
You were showing someone a picture and asking someone, do you know where this bird seed is? They used to have this big bag of bird seed over here.
No!
Moved it.
Okay, that wasn't in line. That was back around the pet food. But they move it all the time.
And I'm just like, seriously? This screams Big Dave everywhere.
Well, it is, but I mean, I run it. This lady I was talking to also said, yeah, I can't find stuff sometimes in Costco. I think it's a problem. They get you to go around the store more because you're used to. Like, I only have to go out there every month or so because I'll buy big bags of bird seed.
They keep moving it on.
It's part of their business plan to move things around inside the store. So every time you go there, you have to walk all around.
See?
They've thought it through. Ask Grover. It's amazing their business practices.
I'm sure.
And how well they're thought out.
Did you find it?
I wasn't showing a picture. Now, see, this is exaggerated. And yes, I did.
Get my big bags of bird seed.
I just asked the lady, and she even said, she goes, yes, this happens to me all the time. I can't find stuff.
It just cracked me up.
Why is it so funny to you?
I don't know. It's just like par for the course for you out there just looking for bird seed. I don't know.
If you can't find something, you got to ask. Yeah, I mean, at least you're that guy. You stopped for directions.
Did that lady work there? No, but I can tell. She was looking for something too.
You can tell she was
frustrated and looking around. And I said, "Hey, I said, are you looking? Because I can't ever find the bird seed."
So we all know too. Leaving out of Costco, you didn't just go there only for bird seed.
Pretty much.
You got in and out with only one thing?
What was the bill?
I bought a pair of pants.
They always get you for something else.
Well, it's like right when you walk in the door, there's a big thing of pants there, and I'm like, I could use some pants.
Yeah, for your chicken legs. Huh? Yeah.
By the way, who was it that saw me?
It was Trisha from Alexandria.
Why didn't she come up and say hi?
Maybe she didn't want to interrupt your quest. I don't know.
That's not. Maybe she could have helped me. She might have known where the bird seed is.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave
you're right.
Into the Who Was Right Last Night courtroom this morning, we welcome Cheyenne, who's got a problem with her boyfriend, Sean. So they're the Cheyenne and Shaw. So what is going on there with you guys?
So my boyfriend and I, we went to B-Dubs to get some food, and we go in. So I take out my hand sanitizer, as I always do, to clean my hands, and I offer him, and he completely goes off. Oh my gosh, Cheyenne, why do you do that? Go to the bathroom, wash your hands. And I'm like, Sean, it's literally the same thing. I'm cleaning my hands. And he's like, well, don't touch my food if you don't wash your hands the right way. Like, big argument, date night, completely, like, ruined attitude at 100. And I'm just sitting there like, I don't know what to do. I don't think it's a big deal. He made it a super big deal.
Do you think hand sanitizer does the job just fine?
Well, it sounds like he's kind of putting her down because she's using hand sanitizer and not washing her hands.
Yeah, he's making it seem like I'm so dirty. Like, I can use the hand sanitizer and my hands are clean. We can eat.
Now, this is before the meal, right? This isn't after the meal. You got chicken wing grease on your fingers and sauces everywhere.
Well, that's what the wet naps they give you are for.
No. Yeah, but sometimes, hey, man, I'm a messy eater. I got to go wash up after I eat.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to wash out my mustache, dude. It's my soup collector.
Ew.
Yeah, I have to. But you're talking before the meal, right?
Yeah, it's before. I just like, we're going. I'm just like, let me just use hand sanitizer. It's no biggie. I don't have to go to the bathroom. Like, I just want to clean my hands, eat.
Well, I'm looking at a hand sanitizer right now, and this one says kills 99.99% of germs.
That's pretty good.
Right.
Okay. Right?
It's before the meal. It's not like you're going in there with dirty hands, right?
Well, I mean, you touch the door handle to get in, or you don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like when I go in, I'll have, like, car grease on my hands, and that has to be scrubbed off. Hand sanny won't do the job. But you're, you know, going in there basically just touching door handles and random things that hand sanitizer would clean.
Right.
Okay.
But he's making me seem like I'm such a gross girl because I'm not going to the restroom to wash my hands with soap and water.
Gosh, okay. What would he think if he didn't even use the hand sanitizer?
Oh, my God.
Dug in.
No, I'm good.
Now, is Sean kind of like a germaphobe?
He is when he wants to be. I mean, minus leaving his pants everywhere.
Did you say his pants or his pants?
Yeah. I think pants.
Like, he'll leave his pants around the house.
Yeah, like our Jesse Tack here, he doesn't even really like shaking hands with people. And if he does shake your hand, he will hand sanitize as soon as you walk away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, let's face it. Jesse Tack is a hot blonde neighbor away from being Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. I mean,
oh my God.
You know, he's such a germaphobe. Cheyenne, so do you have a closing argument before we go to the jury here?
I believe that hand sanitizer is just as clean as washing your hands with soap and water.
Okay. Statman, where are you at?
I mean, it's hard to disagree with you unless you're finger painting before going out to eat. I mean, if you don't have visible grease and dirt on there, then, yeah, a little hand sandy squirt. I do that all the time myself before I eat, especially if I'm eating, like, chicken wings or something I need my hands for. So I'm going to have to be on your team because it makes no sense what Sean is saying to me.
I'm kind of in the middle because if I'm at a table with somebody, like, you know, another girl, I'm like, hey, does anybody have any hand sanitizer? Hey, if they do, I'll use it. But if nobody does, I am going to wash my hands because, you know, finger food, I'm going to be finger licking. Like,
oh, you're not worried about the other people. You're worried about you.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. First of all, I guarantee you I'm too lazy to get up and walk to the bathroom. Once I've already sat down in that booth, that I'm like there. I'm there for the finale. If hand sanitizer can do the job, and like Ashley said, what did you say, 99.99%?
That's what this bottle says.
And you get it with aloe so it won't even dry your hands out.
Nice. I got to be honest. Right. The other day I was in the restroom here, and there was this big green bottle of, I thought was hand sanitizer on the counter.
Yeah.
Under the soap dispenser.
I saw that.
So I'm like, oh, they got hand sanitizer in here now. So I was going to use it instead of washing my hands. So I squirt it on there and I start doing it, and it's soap. And I'm like, well, dang it. That's false advertising. And then I look, and it does say soap on the bottle, but it looked like hand sanity. So I'm all over the place here, Cheyenne. So I'm going to say I am on your side. Go for the hand sanitizer.
Okay.
And Sean, seek help. Come on, man, dude. Let's see what our jury thinks at 749-B105 and also through the app, okay?
Okay, great.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? Cheyenne and Sean were out to eat at Buffalo Wild Wings, and, well, she just used hand sanitizer before the meal, and he's like, what are you doing? You got to go wash your hands. We have shared food here. Come on, what's going on? It's come down to hand sanitizer against washing your hands, and people are all over the place on this one, including Steve from Fairfield, who is on Team Sean. Wash your hands with soap side. Why is that?
No one wants to have that nasty hand sanitizer on their chicken wings when they're going to eat the chicken wings.
That's true.
She said Sean didn't want her to touch his food, so... No one wants that hand sanitizer taste on their wings.
Yeah, but you'd wait till it dries and clears away, and then you go on your way, right? I mean...
But if it's not dry, you get that taste of hand sanitizer on your chicken wings.
But what if you don't wash all the soap off your hands?
Well, I mean, you got to pay for towel to take care of that afterwards.
All right. We're all over the place still, Steve. Thank you, man.
All right.
Will from Loveland is on Team Cheyenne, the hand sanitizer. Why is that?
I think that it's completely fine to use hand sanitizer at the table. I will say that medical professionals do state you need to wash your hands frequently, but in between hand washing, you're more than welcome to use hand sanitizer. So I don't see that it's an issue.
Not a problem then.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Mandy does bring up a good point, though. She says everyone should hand sanitize before they eat at a restaurant. Those menus are disgusting.
Oh.
Unless you're like Big Dave at Skyline and frequent a restaurant and you can order without looking at the menu.
I mean, when was the last time you used a menu at Skyline? Come on. Anytime you see that, you're like, oh, they're out of towners. All right. Let's keep it going here at 749-B105. And Chris from Lawrenceburg is on Team Cheyenne. Why is that?
Well, I grew up working on cars, playing dirt. I ate my sandwiches with greasy hands. So what's a little sanitizer on my hands to eat with?
At that point, you're just wiping it around your hands. It's not removing anything. Yeah, you definitely got to wash.
Gary says, Sean is technically right. CDC says hand sanitizer does not count as hand washing. However, I believe it is enough.
Okay.
All right, but the CDC also said that my flu shot would keep me from getting the flu this year.
Oh, stop it.
And they lied. No, I'm not. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It is hard to believe, but there are still more good vibes coming out of that infamous Monday night football game here against the Buffalo Bills, you know, where Damar Hamlin basically died on the field and had to be revived with CPR. Everything that's come out of that has just been amazing. And here's another story. So one of the things that Damar Hamlin did after he was well was start a program where you would teach people CPR, make people certified in CPR. And this just spread like wildfire all over America. The University of Pittsburgh was no exception because hundreds of students at the University of Pittsburgh became certified in CPR all because of what happened to Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, a lot of people really upped their game.
Absolutely. And one of them was a standout soccer player for the University of Pittsburgh, Ellie Breach, who was recognized here recently at one of their basketball games and given the Heart Hero Award from the American Heart Association because Ellie, on Christmas Day, was at her parents' house and her father, Ed Breach, had a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
Basically out on the floor, around the presents and everything else. And because Ellie had gone to the Damar Hamlin training programs there at the University of Pittsburgh and learned CPR, she saved her dad's life. What? On the floor in their house on Christmas Day.
Even with a heart attack blockage going on, she was able to revive him?
Yes, she got him revived and saved his life. The paramedics came and said, Ellie absolutely did that. And she said, if it wasn't for that training, her father would not have survived.
He wouldn't be here.
I mean, it wouldn't have, you know, it's Christmas Day. Think about how long it might have taken for somebody to get there that day.
Well, good thing she was there.
Absolutely.
And knew what she was doing.
She was presented the Heart Hero Award from the American Heart Association, and Damar Hamlin was also on hand to help present it to her. So just an amazing good vibe still coming out of this. Just what we watched that night unfold, a horrific incident has just brought forth so many positives, and now Ed Breach is alive and well because of what happened on a football field here in Cincinnati.
Thank God.
That's some good vibes.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning.
B105.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. That is the brand new one from Jelly Roll, Halfway to Hell. And hopefully, while that song was playing, you were tapping that track.
Tap.
Because we started that this morning. Every time you hear a Jelly Roll song between now and 11:59 Sunday night, tap that track and get in the running for a pair of tickets to see him at the KFC Yum Center on October the 12th. Then John Matarese, you got your B105 app open over there?
Oh, I got it. Got it. I missed Jelly Roll at Riverbend, and I've been kicking myself for months now. So well, I got to go see him.
Get that app open. WCPO's John Matarese is here. What's going on in your world now?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, we are talking about pickleball today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, how's the cost of pickleball going up? I thought it was like a free sport.
Yeah, it used to be a free sport. You go to Walmart, and for $50, you get a net, and you get some paddles, and you play in your driveway. Not anymore.
Well, what's happening? Why is it sky-high prices all
of a sudden? Yeah, what's happened is, you know, the big-name players have gotten into it, and now you can buy pickleball shoes for $125.
No.
What's the difference between pickleball shoes and normal tennis
gym
shoes?
Probably because they say pickleball in the box. It's amazing. That's it. So they're doing that. Also, the rackets. The rackets used to be like two little ping-pong rackets.
Yeah.
I mean, for like, you know, $10 a set, you know? And now you can go to Dick's Sporting Goods and spend $100 on your pickleball racket.
It's ridiculous.
On a racket, $100 or more.
All the pros have them, like Forrest Gump had his own little ping pong paddle.
If you turn on the TV now, so it's a Sunday afternoon, you're flipping through, you know, and you got your NASCAR race, and you got some basketball, and then the next channel, it's a pickleball tournament. It's amazing.
And did you watch it?
No. I went right through.
But I'm not to that point of laziness yet in my life.
Yes, but it's amazing. I mean, it started like 10 years ago at senior citizen centers in Florida. And then it expanded. And now everyone's playing it to the point where tennis facilities are converting to pickleball. And if you go down to Sawyer Point on the river, it used to be all those tennis courts. And now, like, most of them are pickleball courts.
And they're usually, like, pretty full with
people. Yeah, and they're pretty full. Like, the tennis courts, there's, like, three of them, then nobody's using them. And the pickleball courts are packed. It's amazing.
I guess you can gauge the popularity of something by people making money off of it. And there are now professional pickleball players.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Unbelievable.
They are pros. They need the $200 racket and the $125 shoes. So you know what? The good news is you don't need all that.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
I will tell you that a good buddy of mine down in Tennessee tore out his shoulder playing pickleball. And they talk about it being this low impact
compared to tennis.
So he had to have shoulder surgery, and he's in there, and the orthopedist said, "You have no idea how much business pickleball is bringing us."
Wow.
Because everybody thinks it's a lie. The Achilles. People are blowing out their Achilles tendons left and right because all of a sudden you're doing stuff. You're still jerking around a little bit, and it's causing a lot of injuries.
Goodness.
And now they're racking up medical bills, too.
Yes. Medical bills and the $200 racket.
They're like, I had on my $200 shoes. What happened?
That's how we say, don't waste your money.
All right, what are you working on tonight, John?
Oh, speaking of high prices, auto insurance going through the roof. I'll show you some ways to keep those costs down.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Choices of America game right now for Voices of America concert tickets. And we got Missy from Harrison with us. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do this game?
I am.
Now, did you ever play this in high school with the little paper thing that Stat's holding?
All the time.
All right.
All right. You know what you're doing,
all
man.
Right. Take her away, Stat.
All right. Pick a color, red, white, blue, or purple?
Blue.
Blue. B-L-U-E. All right. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 5, or 6?
2.
Let's see.
Okay.
Here. Tell us about the worst date you've ever been on.
Oh, God.
Come on, Missy. Dig deep.
I have to think.
Are you married?
I am married now, yes. But I would say the worst date I ever went on was the very first date when I met my first husband.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. What happened?
I stayed with him and we got married.
Oh, no. Come on now.
Whoa.
What was the date? Obviously, the date was good, right?
I guess so. It was, you know, those beer goggle ones.
Where did you guys go or what did you do?
God, to the bar, probably. That was really, I guess it really wasn't a date. It was just kind of, he showed up one day and he never left.
Until a judge said you need to leave.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you got him. That's good enough for us.
You can take your new husband with you. You're going to Voices of America Country Music Fest August 8th through the 11th. 4 days of fun.
That sounds good.
All righty. How long have you been married now to your current husband?
Well, it'll be 8 years this year.
Good deal. How long was the previous one?
6 years. Too long.
Wow.
Did you say beers or years?
6 beers. Too long.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Here we go. Ashley has breaking food news. Nothing excites her like that. And this time it's like the perfect storm because it's not only food news, it's your favorite food news.
Wings.
All right. So what is going on with chicken wings today?
Yeah. So apparently because the Super Bowl went into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings had said, hey, going into overtime, we're going to offer free wings. And it's happening today.
Oh, they have to follow through with it. Yes, I guess after you put that out there.
Only available today. It says it's from 2 to 5. You can get 6 free boneless or traditional wings in any sauce or seasoning. Offers only for dine-in or in-person carry-out.
Okay.
So I don't think you can do like a DoorDash or
anything.
Yeah,
none
like
of
that.
That makes sense.
But
2 to 5.
Do I have to buy anything else? It's I just get a water and my free wings?
Is necessary.
Right. Wow.
I'm like, is this real? I've looked it up on like 8 different news sources. It has to be real, right?
Yeah.
It's on the internet.
It's on USA Today. That was the one
USA
place
Today,
you saw it.
The Enquirer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings so get free wings.
This is similar to when Taco Bell does, if someone steals a base in a World Series game, everybody gets a free taco.
I guess so.
And yeah. But this is a little bit bigger. I mean, that's one taco. This is 6 free wings.
Would you go bone in or boneless?
Bone in. Flats, too. That? I'm all about that.
Yeah. Bone in.
Bone in.
All right, so 2 to 5 today. How many locations are you going to try to visit, Ashley?
All of them.
She's Google mapping it right now. What's the quickest I can get
a little route. A little wing route.
All right. You find you a wing man to go with you there.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
The B105 Country Club, and today it is Michelle Obert from Butler KY. How do, Michelle?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great day, and I just got back from vacation last week, so I'm doing really well.
Whoa, well, where'd you go on vacay?
I went to Key West, Florida.
Ooh, fun.
Oh,
yes, it was fun. The margaritas were really well.
They were flowing, huh?
Yes, ma'am, they were.
I was going to ask you what your favorite part was, but I guess I don't have to now.
Nope, not at all.
You've won a ton from us through the years. What are some of the prizes you've claimed from B105?
Oh, some Kroger's gift cards, and I think some other, maybe a few T-shirts or something. I can't exactly remember. Just a lot of gift cards I've won, for sure.
Now, did you use them all?
Oh, of course.
Right, just making sure.
And you've been listening for a long time. How long would you say?
Oh, I'm like 54, by about 20-plus years, because I remember listening when my parents were, when I would go to school, when they have the radio on. So, long time.
Wow. Loyal listener. Love it.
What kind of car did your parents drive that you were riding in the back seat of?
They've had a Chevy Lumina, you know, all them motor cars, or Oldsmobile Firenza that was green with a yellow top. It was kind of ugly. But
Wow. That had to be in the 70s.
Yes, absolutely.
No doubt about it. I love this, though. One of your favorite B105 memories is telling the dad joke of the day on our show. How wonderful is that?
Yes, it's awesome. I love to listen to those jokes of a morning. It makes my day.
Well, okay. Do you remember your joke that you told us?
I do.
Let's have it.
It's, what did the skeleton use to unlock the door?
I don't know. What did the skeleton use to unlock the door?
A skeleton key.
Stop. All right. Michelle, welcome to the B105 Country Club. The last thing you need to do is tell us what song we're playing next. Come on.
I would love to hear Watermelon Moonshine.
I thought you were going to say 1 margarita, 2 margaritas, but yeah, I mean, you're back home now. You switched to the moonshine?
Well, of course.
Here we go, girl.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.